Vice plus Promised Library equals A Swindle by Erin Osborne, published on December 4, 2015. Colorado Virtual Library, Yesterday's News. In the 1870s, Colorado was very much the Wild West, and the thriving, growing hub of Denver was full of all kinds of vice, saloons, opium dens, outlaws, and Market Street primarily marketed Denver's floozies. The young men growing up in Denver did not have a respectable establishment to hang in. This needed to be remedied. About a year later, a charlatan named J.W. Suderlin proposed building a public library and reading room. He just needed the funds, and he had a ruse to obtain them. However, Suderlin, if that was his real name, had swindled the fine, upstanding, morally conscientious folks of Denver. He had no plans to build a library for the poor, overly tempted young men of Denver. He had plans to keep all the money for himself, all $80,000. Suderlin didn't make it out of the state quickly enough and was arrested mid-September and held on $1,000 bail. By late November, he was convicted and sentenced to jail for 18 months. Denver eventually had a small library established in the high school beginning in 1889. In 1910, it received funding from Andrew Carnegie for its own building in downtown Denver.